Measure Up Podcast, Episode 11, What's Choking Your KPI Implementation? G'day and welcome. I'm Stacey Barr, the Performance Measure Specialist of StaceyBarr.com and your host for the Measure Up podcast. My passion is making it easy and fun for you to meaningfully measure the performance of your organisational business so that it can truly be excellent at what it exists to do. In this episode of the Measure Up podcast about what's choking your KPI implementation, our feature article is Three Things You Must Have Before KPIs Can Work. We'll help Measure Up subscriber Mervy answer the question, how do you implement KPIs efficiently? And we'll wrap up with a quick tip on the power of a measures team. Now, there are a bunch of things that can choke your KPI implementation, and you can either let it happen and hope for better luck next time, or you can adopt one of the philosophies that I try to, which I learned many years ago, but can't quite remember where I first heard it. The philosophy is, if it's going to be, it's up to me. And I Googled it in the hope of finding out where I might have first learned about it. And what I found was an excerpt from a book called Growing the Distance, Timeless Principles for Personal, Career, and Family Success by a guy called Jim Clemmer. Now, in the excerpt, Jim says, the happiest and most successful people, the leaders who get things done and get on with their lives, know that life is an endless series of choices and take responsibility for these choices as well as the consequences of their actions. Leaders choose to control their destiny, so fate and others don't. They believe that choice more than chance determines their circumstances. Even in circumstances for which they're not responsible, they still take responsibility for their actions. Now, I guess when you work in the field of performance measurement, you know that there's far more resistance to it than there is support. My manager, back in the days I was employed as measurement consultant in Queensland Rail, Kevin, he used to say to me that to succeed, I'd have to find a way to make measurement sexy. What he meant by that was I'd have to take responsibility for engaging people in measuring performance. It was not going to be enough for me just to provide the tools and the techniques for how to measure performance. I was going to have to learn how to provide people with a compelling why to measure performance. I had two choices back then. The first choice was to resist Kevin's advice and stay within the comfort zone of focusing just on the how-to stuff. And I have to admit that was tempting. And I honestly did find myself getting quite frustrated with people who just didn't get why performance measurement was important. But the second choice I had was to step up, to go outside my comfort zone and to take responsibility for helping people discover why performance measurement was important. I still find it challenging to do that today, which is more than 12 years later, but if I want to leave a legacy that changes the world in at least some small way, it's up to me to do all I can to make that happen. If it's going to be, it's up to me. Funny too that when you apply this philosophy to other parts of your life doesn't get harder, it actually gets easier. We immediately dump that huge load of unmet expectations we have of other people, at the same time as making some real, if only small at times, progress toward what we want. Just think of one thing that's currently bugging you, like an outcome that you want but you aren't getting, and where you find that you're blaming someone else or maybe blaming circumstances for that outcome not happening. It might be very uncomfortable and hard to do this, but just try it out. Try asking yourself, what can I do to take responsibility for this, irrespective of other people or circumstances? Jim Clemmer, in that excerpt from his book, goes on to say, leaders realize that life accumulates. The choices we make, good and bad, are like deposits in a bank account. Over the years, we can build up a wealth of success and happiness, or a deficit of despair and discouragement. It's up to us. As with any active bank account, few of these choices accumulations are permanent. However, the longer we allow poor choices to accumulate, the more time and effort will be needed to shift the balance. Now is the time for action. There's still time. If not now, when? Well, I guess my hope is that today's podcast will have one or two ideas for you that help you right now to exercise more influence on making KPI implementation work better. So let's start with three ideas in this episode's feature article. Three things you must have before KPIs can work. Now remember, you can get the written copy of the podcast's feature article in this episode's corresponding issue of the Measure Up email newsletter. The newsletter gives you additional resources to meaningfully measure what matters, and you can subscribe for free at measureupblog.com. We rush off in search of KPIs or performance measures way too soon. We find some, grab them, and shove them into the KPI columns in our business plans or employee performance plans. Then we expect to hit targets, but it doesn't happen. People don't use the KPIs. They complain about them and even fail to bring them to life, that is, report them. That's because at least three important must-haves are missing. Must-have number one is a climate of trust. For a lot of people, KPI is a dirty word, well, acronym to be accurate, but let's not get distracted. They have all manner of bad experiences anchored to that word, and as a result, they don't trust you when you say that KPIs are good for them and good for the organization. Ask yourself this question: what will the measures be used for? And be honest when you answer it. You really need the right reason to measure before KPIs can work for you. The right reason is organizational performance improvement. The wrong reason is controlling or managing people's performance. Must-have number two is a clear strategy. You can really measure just about anything, and lots of people try, or at least they'll measure just about everything that's easy to measure, or that has already been measured in the past, or they'll measure whatever they have data for, but they're rarely measuring what matters. All performance measurements should be driven by the strategic direction and priorities for the organization. Only measure what you should, can, and will do something about. If you shouldn't improve it, can't improve it, or won't improve it, then don't measure it. Must-have number three is a performance measurement champion. It's all well and good to train people how to measure performance, to create templates for KPIs, and to invest in dashboard software. But no performance measurement project ever gets real traction just by throwing resources at it. It needs to be given serious priority. When you have a CEO or executive who believes that measuring what matters is essential to success and is willing to shout from the mountaintops that measuring what matters is essential to success, as well as give her or his time to measuring what matters, you have a chance. Well, if you want to take some action on these ideas, take some time to reflect on these questions. How much trust do you have in your organization around performance measurement? What's limiting it? How clear is your strategy? What would it take to make it more easily measurable? Do you have a performance measurement champion? How could you influence the right people to take on that role? Well, once you do have the three must-haves in place and you're ready to implement KPIs properly, new questions become more pertinent. Like this question asked by Measure Up subscriber Mervy: how do you implement KPIs efficiently? Well, efficiency generally means not wasting time or effort or resources when we're doing something. So if you want to implement KPIs with minimal wasted time, effort and resources, I've learned a few things that make a really big difference. The first is, don't start too large. Overwhelm absolutely kills the energy and focus, and that really does waste time. If you start with the intention of measuring everything that matters in your organization in one fell swoop, you'll probably fall over in a heap because it's just going to be too big a task to bite off and do in one go. So start small. Start small with your KPI effort and let it grow organically as the buy-in and engagement and momentum builds naturally. Another thing that I've learned makes a really big difference with the efficiency of KPI implementation is to focus on moving very quickly as you implement KPIs. Now, this might be a bit counter to what you'd expect. You'd probably think we need to go very carefully with implementing KPIs. Well, yes, you do, but carefully doesn't mean slowly. If you move quickly and you learn by doing and treat the process as an iterative process where, for example, you might have a strategic goal that you want to develop a measure for, so you go into the steps of developing the measures for it, just the act of looking at measures can actually have you go back a step and say, well, hey, that really wasn't the goal that we meant, and you can change your goal. But you don't get to do that until you go to the step of measuring it to get that level of understanding that helps you know that the goal needs to be changed. Once you've decided what your measures are, go and get a little bit of data and put a graph together and just see how it looks. And often just that act of trying to source the data can tell you that it's probably not the kind of measure you really needed, or it gives you better ideas about ways to measure it. So you go back a step and you redesign the measure. So there is some iteration in the measurement process, and allow that to happen because that's what action learning is all about. You might recall from an earlier podcast episode, a quick tip focused on the notion that success loves speed, and that's very much the principle to apply here. Another thing I've learned that makes a big difference with the efficiency of KPI implementation is to use a performance measurement process or methodology that helps you avoid the common mistakes that people seem to make when they do measurement. You know, having too many measures, measuring things that don't really align to the strategy, having measures that they believe are unmeasurable, which basically means they haven't got a measure yet, but they've got no idea what sort of calculation or data to have. Not getting buy-in or engagement in the performance measures, that's another common mistake. Or not putting the measures to use to improve organizational performance is another common mistake. If you have a performance measurement methodology that helps you avoid those mistakes, it's going to save you a lot of time, obviously, because you're not going to be doing nearly as much rework in correcting those mistakes or cleaning up after them or having to deal with them or struggle with them. Now, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer for you on this podcast, all you have to do is shoot me an email at measureup@stacybarr.com. Now, another source of waste in implementing KPIs is being very ad hoc about it all. And a good strategy to make it more systematic is to have your KPI implementation led by a measures team. And that's what our quick tip is all about in this episode. A measures team is a formal or informal group of people who come together to lead the implementation of a KPI project. It might be to develop KPIs for just one branch or one department, or it might be to lead KPI development ultimately for the whole organization. Each member of the measures team should have very good skills in performance measurement and have a bare minimum of 20% of their work time allocated to their measures team role. Now, the power of the measures team lies in at least four things. The first area of power, I guess, that you get from a measures team is focus. And this means that, like, when you have a measures team, when you've got a group of people collaborating together with the purpose of developing performance measures, they're able to better give deliberate attention to the implementation of the performance measurement project, and therefore the implementation of your KPIs is not dependent on just when people get some free time. That won't ever happen. The formal measures team, or informal, you know, it doesn't have to be a permanent team, but the establishment of a measures team really allows that focus to be much stronger on implementation of KPIs. The second aspect of the power of a measures team is organization. And what I mean here is not the organization, but being organized, taking an organized approach, a consistent approach, if you like, that has very planned and deliberate steps in implementing KPIs. And, you know, when you have a measures team, you've got a much better chance of firstly having a consistent approach, but secondly, making sure that people are using that approach throughout the organization. And it's not that everyone's taking their own approach to coming up with KPIs, and you end up then with a very fragmented, messy performance measurement system in your organization. The third aspect of the power of a measures team is synergy. And that's because you have this group of people who are collaborating together. And you've probably heard that that idea that, you know, synergy is where the whole is more than the sum of the parts. And it's really true. When a group of people are working together, for some reason, it just seems faster and easier to overcome obstacles and to work through struggles, rather than, you know, just leaving it to individual people's own devices to come up with measures on their own and have to tackle those obstacles and struggles alone. Now, the fourth aspect of the power of a measures team is separation. And what I mean by separation here is, you know, that idea that the measures team will actually, you know, to work together, they'll more often than not have to leave their desk. They have to leave their normal workspace and go to a meeting room where they can all have, you know, a conversation and work together. And what this does, this separation into a physical space that's different to their workspace, is that it helps another form of separation to happen, which is the separation of working on the business from working in the business. So having the measures team, having them move away from their normal workspace into a meeting room, it really makes it much easier for them to get away from their normal day-to-day work and the working in the business and to spend that quality time working on the business. And that's what KPIs and performance measurement are about. They're helping you to work on the business to make the business better. Now, if you don't have a measures team, it's absolutely worth your while thinking about how you can get one going. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode. Thank you for joining me. You can download these podcasts and also read the feature articles at measureupblog.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast at iTunes. Just search for Measure Up. Until next time, this is Stacey Barr, the Performance Measure Specialist, signing off. Keep measuring what matters and engaging everyone you can to do the same.